Shira says Echanishmas Rav Chaim ben Avram Yitol Bas Chaim Meir Ochanan ben Harav Mordechai Ziskind Zelig Yosef ben Yerachmiel Yaakov ben Svi and Nochem Yehuda ben Yechiel. We're discussing in our last shir related to the pasuk in this past week's parsha of Losis Godadu, which the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis cites the following interpretation. Los se'osu agudos agudos. Don't make yourselves into split factions. The simple pshat in the pasuk says the Gemara is you can't lacerate yourself as a show of mourning over a deceased relative. But the second interpretation, which Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, is an equally binding iser de oraisa, is losasu agudos agudos. Don't make yourself into distinct factions, whereby you have different groups conducting themselves differently within the same city or same base Knesses. We mentioned last year Rav Moshe's discussion in his Igros Moshe and Orach Chaim Chelek Dalid Simin Lamid Dalid, how this relates to perhaps Nusach HaTfilo. We said, for example, whether one says Vidui before Tachanun, if you're in a shul where they do not say Vidui, one cannot do so in a manner that is recognizable as being different from the Tzibur. And Rav Moshe in a tshuva in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis, Simin Chaf Gimel, discusses a little bit more in detail how that relates to the Nusach HaTfila. And he writes the following. He says in that tshuva that any part of Tfila which requires a tzibur for its recital, such as Kedusha, one must recite that part of tefillah according to the nusach of the tzibur in which you're davening. And even if you're going to say, I'll say it quietly, doesn't work. If the recital of a particular part of tefillah is only due to the tzibur saying it, so then you must say it as the tzibur says it. So Moshe, for example, in Kedusha, says Rav Moshe. Now, generally speaking, Kadosh, Kadosh, Baruch, Kavod, Yimloch, Hashem, La'olam, those are all equal across the board. No matter which Nusach you are, you're saying the same Pasuk when it comes to those parts of Kedusha. But there is a distinction between different Minhagim. Do I say Nakadishach? Do I say Nakadesh? Do I say Keser, Yitnucha? Do I say Naritzcha? Depends on the Nusach, depends on the Minhag. So Moshe there writes the following. It says in Orach Chaim Chelek Beis Simen Chav Gimel, Rav Moshe says, since this part of Kedusha is also said by the Tzibur in its entirety. Now that's our minhag. Our minhag is that the entire Tzibur says that part of Kedusha as well. There are some minhagim that only the Shliach Tzibur says that opening line of Naritzcha or Nikadesh, because the Shliach Tzibur is calling upon the Tzibur to respond to his call to recite Kedusha. But our minhag, says Rav Moshe, in most shuls is that we all say that opening line of Kedusha. If that's so, says Rav Moshe, Memela, that too is considered like a tzibur recital, and therefore one must say that particular line in accordance with the minhag of the tzibur. Now on that point in particular, Rav Avadi Yosef disagrees, and this is in his Tshuvos in Yechav Adas. Just to cite one source, Yechav Adas, Chela Gimel, Simin Vav. Rav Avadi writes the following. He says, when it comes to the question of Nakdishach or Keser, Avadji writes, the truth is that Me'ikar Adin, the Iker Kedusha, is the Psukim, Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kavod, according to some, Yimloch Hashem Li'olam, that opening line is not part of the Iker Kedusha. How do you know? Let's say you're saying Brichas Kriyashma, and the Chazan's ahead, he's up to Kedusha. So you're mafsik only for Kadosh Kadosh, Baruch Kavod, but not for the Nakdisha, or the Naritzcha, or the Nekadesh, or the Keser. So because you're not mafsik for that opening line, that's clearly not part of the Iker of Kedusha. So Rav Avadi Paskins, he thinks that if a Sephardi is davening in the Ashkenazi Tzibur, it comes to that opening line, he should say, Kfi Nusach HaSephardim, Nakdishach as opposed to Nekadesh, Keser instead of Naritzcha, because he holds that that opening line is not part of the Iker Kedusha. Again, Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe says, if you're davening in a shul with a minhag is to say a different nusach, then even in an opening line of Kedusha, you say the nusach of the Tzibur. That's one example where this issue comes into play. Vajja says that a Sephardi should say kafi nusach avosav, nakdishach, as opposed to nakadish. That's what he writes. Another common scenario is in the Kaddish. In the Kaddish, where there is perhaps the most distinct difference is in the Heishlam Rabbim in Shemaya, where the Minhag HaSfardim is to have a much longer Arichus in that particular part of the Kaddish. So Bavaja, as far as I saw, doesn't address that particular point, but in Yaakov Yosef, Rav Yitzchak Yosef writes that he spoke with his father, Bavaja, about this, and Bavaja said that Vajra agreed with Yitzchak Yosef's psak in Yalkut Yosef that a Sephardi should even say that Nusach HaVihesh Lama according to his Minog Avosav. Why? So part of the reason given is that last part of Kaddish, Yehesh Lama Rabba and on, what follows the Damir and Ba'alma is not part of the Iker Kaddish. The Iker Kaddish ends by Damir and Ba'alma. What follows with the Yehesh Lama Rabba is more Minog. And there is a Machlokas HaPoskim whether the Isra of Losis Godudu applies to Minhag or only to Psak of Isra Veheter. So according to those Rishonim, notably the Meiri, which Rav Vajra himself quotes in a different Shuvin Yechavadas, Chelek Dalid, the Meiri, perhaps Rashi, holds that there is no Isra of Losis Godudu if the issue is only one of Minhag. The Isra of Losis Godudu is dafka when there's different Piske Halacha, Isra Heter, but not when it comes to minhagim that are different from one another. So for that reason, and perhaps we'll get to another reason as well in a moment, and Yaakov Yosef paskins that the Sephardim, even in an Ashkenazi shul, should say the Sephardi nusach of Yehesh Lama Rabba. What I don't think he addresses, which is somewhat surprising, is Rav Moshe as Tshuva writes that aside from Losis Godudu, there's also another Isser, Drabanon, of Al Yishanam Bnei HaMachlokas. So even if Yaakov Yosef is going to argue that there's no Isra Losis Godudu because that end of Kaddish is just a minog, it's not an Isra Veheter Halacha, but why doesn't he raise the concern of you have everyone saying a shorter Nusach of Yehesh Lama Rabba and they're up to Amein, and they have one person in the shul who is saying a much longer Nusach, it might lead to Machlokas, Al Yishanam Bnei HaMachlokas. He doesn't seem to address that point in the Yaakov Yosef, I'm not sure why. But he paskins that a Sephardi should say kipi nusach hasvardim in the Yehesh Lama Rabba Kaddish. Rav Moshe, I'm certain, would agree, although he would disagree, I'm saying. Rav Moshe would disagree. Moshe holds anything said out loud as part of the Tzibur, you have to say like the Tzibur says. So I'm assuming Rav Moshe would disagree. Although Rav Moshe doesn't address that particular point explicitly, but he clearly says that anything said out loud, only because it's a Tzibur, one has to say it with the Tzibur and as the Tzibur says it. So there also, as we mentioned in the previous year, Tilin Chalmon is a very public issue. For whatever reason, in most shuls in America, there seems to be an acceptance of people doing whatever their minhag is. Again, in shuls like Breuer's, perhaps not. In Eretz Yisrael, where the minhag is not to put on tefillin, it's also perhaps far more uncommon to see anybody putting on tefillin publicly in Eretz Yisrael. We mentioned Shlomo Zalman says that in Eretz Yisrael you have to put on tefillin privately if you want to do so. You can't put it on publicly when the minhag of Sephardim to Mediagra is not to put it on. Or in Breuer's, the reverse. When the minhag is to put it on, so you can't be the one guy not putting it on. But in many shuls in America, it seems like there is an acceptance of yesh v'yesh when it comes to the putting on of tefillin chol moed. So batachanun, so if Moshe says, if you want to say vidui, and the shul is not saying vidui, you can't clap on your chest. You have to say it quietly. If everyone's saying vidui, you shouldn't drop down and put your head down to make it obvious not saying vidui. You have to blend in as best as you can when it comes to saying vidui or not saying vidui. Because you can't make something obvious that you're distinguishing yourself. Correct, right. You can stand there quietly, you don't have to say it, but don't make it obvious that you're not saying it. Another example of Moshe quotes here is the following. Moshe says, what about Psukei deZimra, Birchos Kriyashma? There are some distinctions and differences between different nuschos about the nusach in Birchos Kriyashma or in Psukei deZimra. Now, those are parts of tefillah where you could say it quietly, you don't have to say it out loud, you could say it out loud, so what should you do there? So if Moshe says, well, on the one hand, maybe you should just say it quietly and say it according to your nusach. Yeah, dafka, say it out loud, like the shul's nusach. Say it like your nusach, quietly. Mitzad Sheni says, Rav Moshe, maybe even though you could say it quietly, maybe we should be concerned that you might say it out loud according to your nusach, and that wouldn't be appropriate because the shul has a different nusach. So Moshe seems to be somewhat uncertain when it comes to Psuke de Zimra, Birchas Kriyashma, when your nusach is different than the shul's nusach. On the one hand, you can say it quietly according to your nusach. You certainly should not say it out loud according to your nusach. But maybe we should forbid saying it quietly according to your nusach because you might forget and you might say it out loud and you might be noticeably different than the rest of the shul. So Moshe weighs both possibilities here. And he says, you know, there's makom lahakel to say it according to your nusach as long as they say it quietly. And Moshe says, but if it's not too difficult to follow the nusach HaTzibur, he prefers that. Meaning, even when it comes to Psuke de Zimra, Birchas Kriyashma, Rav Moshe seems to recommend l'chatchila saying according to the nusach of the Tzibur. If that's difficult for you because you're not used to it, so then as long as you say it quietly, you can say it according to your nusach. So do I say Baruch Shamar first, Hodu second, Hodu first, Baruch Shamar second? You know, which way do I do it? So Rav Moshe seems to l'chatchila recommend follow the nusach of Tzibur. But if it's difficult, it's going to throw you off, so then follow your nusach, but do it quietly. Don't make a big show of it. Finally, Rav Moshe says, what about Shmona Esrei? So silent Shmona Esrei, no one's hearing that. That you're not supposed to say out loud. You're supposed to say dafka quietly. Okay, so silent Shmona Esrei, that certainly, you say it according to your minog. So whereas, again, just to recap, those parts of davening that you have to say out loud with the tzibur, like kedusha, like kaddish, Rav Moshe says you must say according to nusach tzibur. And whereas Psuke de Zimra, Birchas Kriyashma, where it can go either way, out loud, quietly, Rav Moshe Lechatchila says, best if you say it according to Minhag HaTzibur, but if it's difficult for you, you can say it quietly according to your nusach. Shmona Esrei, which you must say quietly, certainly you say according to your nusach. That's clear, says Rav Moshe. What's fascinating, though, is the following. What happens if I am the Shliach Tzibur? So when I say Chazar Sashatz, of course, you got to follow Minhag HaMakom, Minhag HaTzibur, without question. Whether it be Mord Hatal, Mashiv Ruach, whatever the issue is, you must say according to the Minhag HaTzibur as the Shliach Tzibur. What should the Shliach Tzibur do in his silent Shmona Esrei? So you might think, listen, it's my silent Shmona Esrei, it's not your business, I do what I want, it's my Nusach. And that's, this, in fact, how Rav Moshe Sternbach Paskins in his Shuvas Van Hagus, that the Chazan in his silent Shmona Esrei follows his Minhag, that's it, it's nobody else's business. Rav Moshe has a remarkable tshuva. Rav Moshe, though, however, says, in two tshuvas he quotes this. The first is in Or Chaim Chelek Beis Simen Chav Tes. Rav Moshe paskins that for the Shliach Tzibur, even in his silent Shmona Esrei, he must follow the Nusach HaTzibur. Why? Because he's repeating Shmona Esrei. Why is he saying it quietly to begin with? That is viewed l'halacha as a practice one, run, you can call it, as a preparation for the public recital of his Chazar Sashatz. So since his public Chazar Sashatz recital is going to be according to Nusach HaTzibur, so his practice run, so to speak, his silent Shmona Esrei must also be according to the Nusach HaTzibur. So fascinating, Machlokas HaPoskim. So Ma'ariv, there's no Chazar Sashatz, then clearly the Chazan in his silent Shmona Esrei says according to his Nusach. That's clear. And Stam, a person in the shul, everyone agrees, his silent Shmona Esrei, he says according to his Nusach. That's clear. The only machlokas HaPoskim is when it comes to the Chazan, who everyone agrees in Chazar Sashatz must say according to Nusach HaTzibur, in his private Shmona Esrei, that's a machlokas. Rav Moshe Sternbach Paskins, he says his own Nusach, private Shmona Esrei is his business. Rav Moshe Feinstein Paskins, no, the Chazan in his private Shmona Esrei says according to Nusach HaTzibur because that's what he's going to be saying in the Chazar Sashatz. Fascinating machlokas. Concluded one last quick relevant shiloh along these lines. The Havara, or the Havara. Which pronunciation do you use? Let's say you're a Bal Kore. So Rav Moshe writes, in a Tshuva Nor Chaim Chelek Dal Simen Chav Gimel, Rav Moshe writes that a Bachar Bar Mitzvah, if he's going to be laying the parasha in front of the Tzibur, he must read according to the Havara Ashkenazis of the Tzibur. If that's what they do, that's what he has to do as well. So writes Rav Moshe. If you're in a tzibur with the minhag is Havar Ashkenazis, that's what you got to do. Now, Rav Avadya there, in his Yichai V'das, has a fascinating discussion, again in Chelek Gimel Simen Vav, where he cites from a number of Svarim that the Chassam Sofer's Rebbe of Nassen Adler in Frankfurt, Germany, of all places, would bedafka recite his tfilos when he was davening for the Amud behavaras Sfaradit. And he even brought from Yerushalayim a Sephardi Talmud Chacham, who for 3 years, says Rav Avadja, taught him the precise Havaras Sephardi pronunciation. So says Rav Avadja, if Nosson Adler, Halig Rebbe the Chassam Sofer in Frankfurt, Germany, publicly davened with Havaras Sephardi because he felt that that was more accurate, so then clearly there's no Isser, says Rav Avadja, in someone using Havaras Sephardi, even in a Ashkenazis community. So that's Vajim Chavadas. Again, that's against Rav Moshe's tshuva that we just cited, that the Baal Kari must follow the Havara Minog of the local Tzibur.